Welcome to Lower Wacker Live for May 23rd, 2019. I'm Justin Kaufman. Big week ahead. But before I start, I just want to talk about how much I hate Mark Baser. I don't know if you've noticed this guy. He's everywhere. He's just a total...
So cruel.
Oh my God, look who's in the studio.
It's not just a studio. It's a 3x3 room.
What's up, buddy? How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. So what are you here for?
I am just visiting, saying hello.
He's a regular on the John Williams Show, and if you haven't seen Mark Baser on on Channel 11 or, I don't know, where the Hideout.
Walking around.
When's the next interview show?
June 7th.
All right. Thank you. All right, well, you can leave now. So it's good to see you, buddy.
It was really nice.
All right, man. Love you, buddy.
See ya.
That's what happens here on Lower Wacker Live, you know? You never know who's going to pop in. Mark Baser, how about that, huh? Jerk off, never liked him. I kid, of course. All right, let's get to the headlines. Unsealed! Smollett unsealed! The biggest moment in the history of Chicago. The case folder of Jussie Smollett. Unsealed! Get my electric guitar. The one with the whammy bar. I need that thing because I'm going to need a face-melting solo for this news that the Jussie Smollett case file has been unsealed. All right, that's all I got. Mayor Lightfoot replacing the entire school board, which upon first glance seems like a huge move, but don't they always do that? Especially if they're not in step with the incumbent. And also, she supports an elected school board, but that's not going to happen for a while, so she gets to appoint new board members. So before you applaud, see who she puts in the chair. But I like the move. It's hard to argue with it. Also, reports are out that Lightfoot rejected a plan from her new security chief to bring the National Guard in to fight violence. I love that. And she's working with the community leaders to work with neighbors to be more forthcoming when witnessing violence in their areas. Again, great. Lightfoot getting high marks early. If this were like a baseball game, she'd be up 2-0 in the first inning. Long way to go, but strong start. New census numbers say Chicago lost over 10,000 people last year. Good. We don't want you anyway. Getting in my way. I'm surprised because if you've been on a beautiful sunny day, try to drive through Lincoln Park. I'm not that worried that we lost 10,000 people, to be honest with you. That's probably a good thing. Farm talk. Trump is giving $16 billion in aid to farmers to offset China trade war damage. He's got them just where he wants them. All part of the plan. Also, I heard Orion Samuelson say that we should know in the next week or so where the corn crop stands. I guess because of the crappy wet weather, we're way behind in the state of Illinois. Like record level behind. Maybe the least amount of corn planted on record in history. So instead of corn on the cob, your Memorial Day barbecue will just have to be sour cream and onion chips on the cob. Which actually, let me write that down. That might not be a bad idea. In weather, such a beautiful day, right? Look at this. So great. The rain starts tonight. It's going to last till, I don't know, next Wednesday. Because why not, of course. In sports, I had no idea that Eloy Jimenez was a Lower Wacker Live listener. Because yesterday, I besmirched his name with a rant about his pedestrian performance so far. And he responded with a two-homer night in the rout of the Astros in Houston. Hey, Eloy. Good job. Forget what I said about you yesterday. I've always liked you. Big fan. The Sox will hope to split the series in Houston tonight. They have to. They can't let the Astros take 3 of 4, right? And who knows? This could be the confidence they need rolling into a huge weekend series in Minnesota against the Twins. The Twinkies currently hold a 10-game lead. Could be more after tonight. Come on, Sox. A win tonight and a sweep over the weekend. You're right back in it. What do you say, huh? Unsealed! Cubs, on the other hand, are trying to take 3 of 4 from the Phillies today. Last night, Javi hit another bomb. Rizzo and Elmora, too. Big win. Today, Lester on the mound for the Cubs. It started rocky, though. He gave up 2 in the first inning to Lori Lightfoot. I don't know. Just do in general. But right now, the Cubs still holding a 2-game lead in the Central over the Brewers. The Reds come to Wrigley for a weekend series. And great news, it is Memorial Day weekend, so I can start going to baseball games, right? Like any real Chicagoan, you don't show up to the park until after Memorial Day. I'm not doing that 40-degree garbage. Everyone putting on Instagram their turtleneck, putting their wool hat on to go watch baseball. No thanks. Tonight, Milwaukee is the scene for Game 5 of the NBA Eastern Conference Finals, Bucks-Raptors. Everyone's all bent out of shape because in Game 4, and other games too, Drake, the platinum-selling recording artist, is getting a little too close to the court. The Raptor fan is getting up on the sideline, taunting players. He's giving the Raptors coach shoulder rubs. It set the sports world afire as the Bucks coach had a problem with it, and pundits hate it, and now Milwaukee radio won't play Drake. To all of this hubbub, I say, it's God's plan. Let me try that again. To all the haters, I say, hotline bling. No, that doesn't work. To all the haters, I say, passion fruit? The motto? Nice for what? Doesn't matter to me. No, there you go. Doesn't matter to me. To all the haters that say, it doesn't matter to me. See, I know my Drake. I know my Drake. Took a while there. First off, basketball's always dying for individuality, right? And so much drama. Remember when people didn't like the tattoos? And I like the rebellious nature of the biggest rapper in the land heckling the opposing player's superstar. I love it. I love the chaos. For the purists that are like, over the line, no. Come on, knock it off. You're acting like a grandpa. It's okay that Drake gets up on the sideline and makes fun of Giannis. I think that's fine. Stop. Stephen A. Smith, stop. Everyone stop. And lastly, hockey. The Stanley Cup final is set, and they don't start the series till Monday? What? Why? The last game was the other night. The last game was Monday night, wasn't it? Tuesday night? Why are they waiting till the next Monday? Why are they waiting a full week to play? Also, let's hope Nelly is sitting on the ice for the Blues game. Wouldn't that be great? Jumping over the ice, taunting the coach in his suit as he stands behind the guys in uniform. I don't know. All right, that's the Lower Wacker Live for May 23rd, 2019. Thanks to special guest Mark Baser, who made a stop in. I always like that guy. He's a nice guy. Beats by Wes Restless. And, of course, you can send in your beats to pzimmerman@wgnradio.com. On scene!